The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us what happens when the first night of Ramadan enters. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ, that when the first night of Ramadan comes, صُفِّدَتَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the shayateen are locked away. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of the fire are closed. فَلَمْ يُفْتَحْ مِنْهَا بَابٍ, and no door remains open. وَفُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, and the doors of Jannah are opened. فَلَمْ يُغْلَقْ مِنْهَا بَابٍ, and no door of paradise is left closed. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, and then a caller calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ, O one who intends to do goodness, come and do your goodness. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصِرْ, and whoever intends to do evil, stop doing your evil. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and Allah has people that He frees from the fire. May Allah make us from them. And then He said, وَذَلِكَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ, and this is every single night. Every single night of Ramadan, a caller calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ, O one who intends to do goodness, come and do your goodness. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the month of mercy. This is the month of blessings. This is the month of forgiveness. This is the month in which the shayateen are locked away, and the doors of Jahannam are closed, and the doors of Jannah are opened, and Allah is freeing people from the fire every single day. Ya baghi al khair aqbil. So if you want to do good, and you yearn for good, and you desire good, then turn towards His goodness, and worship Allah, and make istighfar. And the caller calls out, يَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْصِرْ, O one who intends to do evil, stop doing your evil. Don't do the evil. Don't continue upon your sinning. Why? Because it is the month of Ramadan. It is the month of change. So if you don't change today in this month, then when are you going to change after this? And from the benefits of this hadith is that there are two types of people. Only two types of people. And there is no third. There is baghi al-khair and baghi al-shar. Those people who intend to do goodness and those people who intend to do evil. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that the angel calls out to the people. And these people are classified baghi al-khair and baghi al-shar. And also, the hearts are two types. There are two types of hearts. Those hearts which when Ramadan comes, they yearn for the goodness. They desire the pleasure of Allah. They search for the mercy of Allah. They want the forgiveness of Allah and a tawbah. And they are baghi al-khair. Those who desire the goodness. Those who intend goodness. And then the other type of heart, na'udhu billah, is baghi al-shar. That heart that doesn't change in Ramadan. It wants to continue upon its evil. It was sinning before Ramadan, and it's going to continue sinning inside Ramadan. This person and this heart, what is the difference between outside of Ramadan and inside of Ramadan? Just the state of the stomach, nothing more. Meaning before Ramadan, the stomach was full. Today Ramadan has entered and the stomach is empty. As for the eyes and the ears and the tongue and the heart and the soul, no difference. Baghi al-shar wants to continue upon its evil. And these two types of people, baghi al-khair and baghi al-shar, and these two types of hearts, they can never be equal. Never can they be equal. Because Allah said in the Quran, لَا يَسْتَوِي أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, that the people of the fire are not equal to the people of Jannah. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, it is the people of Jannah who will be successful. So a Muslim, a mu'min, a person of Iman, when he hears this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ثُمَّ يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, that a caller calls out, Ya baghi al khair aqbil. O one who intends to do good, come and do your good. Wa ya baghi al shar aqsir. And whoever wants to do evil and intends to sin, stop doing your sin. The believer, the mu'min, the Muslim, how do we interact with this hadith? Firstly, we have to know and believe with certainty that every single night a caller calls out with a real call, with a real voice. And this blessed call, it is repeated every single night of Ramadan. Such a great blessed call. Ya baghi al khair aqbil. Whoever wants to do you goodness, come and do your goodness. Wa ya baghi al shar aqsir. And whoever intends to do evil, stop doing your evil. How do we know that this voice is out there, even though we don't hear it? Because we have iman. And the one who informed us is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is as-sadiq al-ameen. He is the truthful one, the trustworthy one, the one who does not speak from his desires, only speaks from revelation. So this is the first way we interact with this hadith. That we know with yaqeen, with certainty, every single night, there is a caller calling out. Secondly, we have to feel the call. Inside us, when Maghrib time comes, when Isha time comes, we have to feel that there is an angel out there who's calling. Ya baghi al khair aqbil. Whoever wants to do goodness, come and do your goodness. Wa ya baghi al shar aqsir. And whoever intends evil, stop doing your evil. So if we feel this voice and we know this voice, then it has an effect in us. So then you choose. Do you want to be from those who intend goodness, or do you want to be from those who intend to do evil? Then the choice is yours. You know that this voice is calling out, then you choose. Do I want to be from those people who attain the mercy of Allah and I'm baghi al-khair? Or do I want to be from those people who continue sinning and I am baghi al-shar? So if Allah has guided you to be baghi al-khair, and this is a great blessing of Allah, then increase in your worship. Increase in your Quran. Increase in your dua. Make your istighfar. Make a tawbah. Because Allah frees people from the fire every single night. And if you are from the second group of people, baghi al-shar, even then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam appeals to this person. And what is the appeal? Ya baghi al-shar aqsir. O one who intends to do evil, stop doing your evil. Stop sinning. Because now it is the month of Ramadan. And the last 10 nights of Ramadan have entered. So if you don't raise your hands to Allah now, and you don't make istighfar to Allah now, then when are you going to make istighfar to Allah? If you don't rectify yourself, when Allah is opening the doors of Jannah and closing the doors of Jahannam and locking away the shayateen and the caller is calling out and Allah is freeing the people from the fire, if you don't make istighfar now, if you don't raise your hands to Allah now, when are you going to raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So even this person, there is an appeal that if you intend to do sinning, stop your sinning. This is the month of mercy.